new Hot 96.9.
If you hate somebody that you work with right now and you're thinking of doing something bad to them, just go ahead. Go for it. Do it. Trust me. You will not be alone. Hot 96.9. They did a poll, and they found out that 44, basically, let's just say half. Mm-hmm. Half of people have gotten revenge on a coworker in some way, shape, or form.
Damn.
Makes complete 100% sense. Because think about it. At most jobs,
right,
you know you're not going to be there for your entire life, or they're not going to be there for their entire life. What are you going to go? You know what I'm saying? So why not shoot your shot?
Because you're better than that?
No. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? No, big. That's the beauty about work, because a lot of work relationships are kind of fake. You know, it's like, okay, I know I got to play the game with you for a little bit, but I would never hang out with you in real life. I've said that so many times about people you don't even understand.
But even people that I, like, hate, I would not do the things that are on this list, like the things that they say people most do, like deleting things off their computer.
I guess real quick before you say what? Because I bet you 100% the number one thing that is happening is with food.
Well, like, I don't know if this is in a particular order,
like
poisoning
them, I was thinking.
Well, there is food on
so
there.
So you want to go to jail for killing your coworker.
I mean, listen, I'm not talking about, like, killing them. I mean, if you think someone's messing with your food, you might put, you know, a little foreign substance in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like...
Melissa, so they can get sick and die.
How about you say laxative to give them a little diarrhea?
I mean.
This girl's talking about, like, killing someone. Right, like,
don't leave anything around Melissa.
Jesus.
Maybe, exactly. Maybe
people have been messing with me at work way too long, I think.
Well, some of the things that I've seen done to you are on this list. Hiding people's things. Eating their lunch. Mm-hmm. Tampering with their computer.
How about hiding your car? Is that on the list? How about putting a rotted watermelon in your desk without telling you and let it sit there for a month until it smells
that's
so bad I start complaining?
Who did that? That sounds hilarious.
None of that's on there?
Yeah, but see, those aren't even revenge.
Those are pranks.
That was just fun. Imagine if I didn't like you.
Like, revenge things, they can't be big, because then the person will go to HR and complain about it, and then you ultimately get fired. So it's got to be little things.
Yes.
Like, you know, your computer charger, you can't find it, and now you're running late for a meeting.
Little things that destroy your day.
Yes.
You know, like... There used to be somebody at the old building that I didn't like. So every time he would go to the bathroom, first of all, you need to understand this bathroom, when you turn the lights off, it went pitch black.
Okay.
Like, you
couldn't see a hand in front of your face.
You couldn't see a damn thing. So every time he was in the bathroom, because he was one of those guys who pooped at work at the same time.
Ew. Right.
So every time he went there, I would just go in and kill the lights.
Because
it would destroy his world.
Right, because now he's like, I can't wipe my ass.
Yeah.
I can't run out and go turn the light on because I still got duty in the booty.
Yep. Every single time. I would wait until it was, I'm like, all right, he's starting. Boom! Lights up, bitch. Go ahead, Jackie. What'd you do?
I had a coworker that kept stealing my lunch, so I'd make out for a week.
That's beautiful.
For a week?
Did you know?
Out for a week with a stomach bug. I put, like, the whole box in there.
Jesus. Did you know who it was before this? Or were you suspecting, you know, were you like, I'll figure it out once the person has a massive diarrhea explosion?
I'll figure it out once they have a diarrhea explosion.
I'm going to tell you this quick story. We had a player when I played in Minnesota, and he didn't want to pay for, like, the rookie dinner. He was a rookie, so he didn't want to pay for a dinner. So what we did is we had practice, and it was really, really cold. It was during the winter, so when we went outside to practice, we dumped all his clothes in the cold tub and laid them out flat outside.
Oh, man.
Pants, jeans, underwear, socks.
Break them in half.
Right. Froze him to the point and then laid him in front of his locker. Like, you know, like the dead sketch, you know.
Yeah.
So his pants, shirts, underwear.
That's amazing, actually.
Everything. That's awesome.
That's funny.
We made him go home with just shorts
awful.
On.
We had a message to the Get Up Crew Facebook real quick. Her name's Bina. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope I was supposed to say your name,
God.
Bina.
Yeah.
She said that someone was constantly stealing her milk creamer at work. So she put breast milk in it. And she's like, and she wrote it on it. And so eventually they stopped.
Oh,
isn't
God.
That
it's so gross. One of my boys, he worked in construction. He said one time there was a dude at his job that he used to, I think he used to like take people's food or something like that, but he never admitted it, even though everybody knew he did it. So one day they were working on a roof, and he was on, he was working on the roof, and the dudes all took his ladder away.
Stop it!
He was stuck on the roof.
And they left him up there.
And they left him up there. They were classic. Like, "Yo, until you confess to everything you've done,
oh my God,
we're not putting the ladder back."
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy,
the Get Up Crew,
only on the new Hot 96.9.